A quiet but intensifying crackdown on tourism sector compliance. Hungary's National Tax and Customs Administration, NAV, has once again reminded taxpayers of a key filing deadline, but beneath this routine notice lies a more profound shift. The April 22, 2025 deadline for submitting Form 25 TFEJLH signals not just another tax season checkpoint, but part of a larger strategy to systematize oversight in one of the most fragmented and informality-prone sectors, tourism and hospitality. This isn't just about filing a form or paying a few thousand forints. This is about the growing convergence between automated real-time data surveillance and sector-specific enforcement, a move that places Hungary among a new wave of countries using tax tech to force formality in historically gray sectors. What's new, and what's at stake? The Tourism Development Contribution, TDC, must now be declared and paid for a wider scope of services than in previous years. The affected services include commercial accommodation services, on-site food and non-alcoholic beverage sales, TESCOR 15.56.10, and since May 23, 2023, hop-on-hop-off style scheduled sightseeing bus tours, if operators only accept electronic payments, TOR 0849.39, TOR 2549.31, filing and payment must be done using the 25 TFEJLH form by April 22, either for March 2025, monthly filers, or Q1 2025, quarterly filers. This extension of taxable activity is subtle but strategically important. It ropes in more digitally traceable services under NAV's radar, particularly those that may have previously operated informally or under low audit risk. The surveillance engine behind the deadline, NTAK, the Nemzeti Turisztikai Adatszolgáltató Központ, NTAK, Hungary's National Tourism Data Supply Center, is no longer just a data collection mechanism. It has become a linchpin of tax authority surveillance, offering cross-referenced, transaction-level data from hotels and guesthouses, restaurants and bars, tourist attraction operators. NAV has stated clearly that it monitors discrepancies between NTAK submissions and tax filings. In short, the government knows what was sold, when, and how, and it now expects those figures to match your declared contributions. This growing use of AI-driven risk analysis in comparing datasets is reminiscent of similar systems in Italy, SDI plus eFatura, Brazil, SPED, and increasingly, China's golden tax system. Hungary is now entering the vanguard of real-time VAT enforcement models, making it one of Central Europe's most digitally assertive tax regimes. Global and strategic implications for Hungary's tourism sector operators, especially smaller, cash-oriented businesses, face growing compliance pressure. The sector's traditional opacity is fading fast under digital scrutiny. Expect increased audits, penalties, and automated warnings when anomalies arise. For global tax administration, Hungary's use of sector-specific data platforms like NTAK as tax enforcement tools is a model many developing and middle-income countries may replicate, especially those targeting tourism leakage. For multinational operators, franchises and international brands operating hotels or tour services in Hungary must reassess their data integration and reporting alignment. Discrepancies between ERP reported revenue and NTAK uploads will not go unnoticed, and NAV will increasingly escalate cases. On tax tech policy, Hungary illustrates the shift from post-audit compliance to real-time behavioral enforcement. Taxpayers must now match not only amounts, but also transaction timing, payment mode, and service classification codes, an entirely new level of forensic compliance. Compliance as a competitive differentiator. Having worked with revenue authorities from Indonesia to Romania, I've seen how real-time data systems quickly separate compliant operators from those flying under the radar. In Hungary, what once may have been considered administrative complexity is now compliance table stakes. The tourism sector, once a safe haven for informality, is entering a new phase, one in which data transparency equals business viability. Those who fail to adapt will lose not just profits, but potentially their licenses. Actionable recommendations. Tourism operators, reconcile your NTAK data with tax filings monthly. If using third-party booking platforms, ensure data syncing and payment modes align with NAV's electronic-only thresholds. Accountants and tax advisors, provide clients with NTAK data match.